us from our sin. He is our hope, our righteousness. Jesus, only Jesus. Who can make the blind to see? Who holds the keys that set us free? He did it all to bring us peace. Jesus, only Jesus.
Holy King Almighty, Lord, saints and angels all adore and join with them and bow before Jesus, only Jesus.
Who can command praise? Who has the name above all names? You stand alone, I stand amazed. Jesus, only Jesus.
Holy King Almighty, Lord, saints and angels all adore, I join them and bow before Jesus, only Jesus.
I traveled alone upon this lonesome way. My burdens were heavy and dark was my day. I looked for a friend, not knowing that he had all the time been looking for me. Now it is Jesus and me, for each tomorrow, for every I can depend upon my newfound friend. So till the end, it's Jesus and me. The road may be long to heaven's pearly gate, I know through eternity we'll travel alone, just Jesus and me. For each tomorrow, for every heartache and every sorrow, I know that I can depend upon my newfound friend. So till the end, it's Jesus and me. Forever I'll see of his great love to me. I'll stay by his side, contented I'll be. For life, it's Jesus and me. Now it is Jesus and me, for each tomorrow.
Let's go. going to play through this next verse, turn to your neighbors and say, good morning, good to see you.
When we hold that to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we hold spread the sky, but when traveling days are over, when we walk into heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we hold
people said, amen. You're singing like you mean it this morning, and we should, as a child of God, got everything we need and everything we can look forward to, amen. And we are glad that you're here in our service this morning, and if you're visiting with us, we're so grateful that you have spent this time with us this morning. Be much in prayer for our campers. I believe they got off this morning about 7:03 or something like that, but pray that God give them traveling mercies to the Kaimichi Mountains in Oklahoma, beautiful place, and we trust and pray that God would give them a good week at camp as well. If you would, be much in prayer for the Trunke family. David passed away this morning, so be much in prayer for these guys as they say goodbye to him. Also pray for Galen Chance. He's in the hospital right now, but I believe Joe's going to go get him around 12:30. So he had a little complication from an eye surgery, so you pray for Galen. Pray for Melissa. Of course, we've been praying for her, Melissa Brohart. And also Lance Bounds. We've been praying for Wayne Moore, Julia King. And Susan, we haven't mentioned Susan in a while. Susan Mahurin having a tough time with her cancer as well. And this morning, Mary Beth Cowan was mentioned. This is Jerry Copeland's sister-in-law, right?
Sister.
Okay, I was close. So pray for her. And also Brother Chris mentioned a couple weeks ago, Ross Spencer. He's on hospice, and many of you guys will know Ross. He pastored in Lubbock for many, many, many years. And so be much in prayer for him, okay? Brother Mike, would you pray for us?
Amen. Thank you. May be seated. This time the choir has a special. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission. All is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long, praising my Savior all the day long.
Would you join me in a word of prayer, please? Lord, we love you today, and God, we're so grateful for all that you do for us. And God, we pray today that you would be with our campers as they travel. And God, I pray that you'd give them traveling mercies, Lord. I pray that you'd be with them at camp this week. I pray that you'd be with the preacher that is going to preach. And God, I pray that you'd open the hearts of our young people. And God, we're so grateful for each one that is gathered here today. God, I pray that our time would be very beneficial. I pray that we would experience the presence and the power of God in our lives today. God, I pray that you'd move amongst us. God, we're asking if there's one here that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior. God, we pray that today would be the day of salvation in their hearts and in their lives. God, we love you and we thank you for all that you do for us. In Christ's name I pray. Would you stand with us, please?
Take your Bibles this morning and go with me to Acts chapter number 9, please. Acts chapter number 9. Read this morning the verses, verse number 1 down through verse number 9. And I want to preach to you this morning on this subject, a Damascus Road moment. A Damascus Road moment. Verse number 1, the Bible says, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughters against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest." And we believe that high priest was Caiaphas, the one that gave the order to have Jesus crucified. Verse number 2, the Bible says, "And desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling, talking about Saul, and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the man which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul rose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was there 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat nor drink." I want you to go on a journey with me this morning. We're going to go way back in time to 1 A.D. We're going to go to the city of Tarsus, and if you're familiar with Tarsus, you know that it was one of the great cities of the Roman Empire. As I was studying this week, I found out that most likely Cleopatra and Mark Antony met in the city of Tarsus. Tarsus was a city that we believed the population was about 500,000, and that's kind of really significant because Rome at its height was only 1 million people. You may be familiar with those cities of Alexandria or Athens or Carthage or maybe even Ephesus. Those cities only reached a population of about 200,000, so Tarsus was really a major city. It was a very desired place to live. Matter of fact, if you were not a citizen of Tarsus and you decided you wanted to move to the city, it was going to cost you 500 draculi in order to be a citizen. That was a year and a half wages to become a citizen of Tarsus. And so everybody wanted to live there. It was a commercial center. It was an agricultural center. It was an intellectual center. Greek philosophy was very important. Some of the best universities in the Roman Empire were in Tarsus. If you were living in that area, Tarsus was the place to be around 1 AD. There were many Jewish families that lived in Tarsus. There was this Jewish family that had a little boy, that had a little son, and they were so pleased and so excited about their little boy. These parents were Pharisees of Pharisees. They were committed to the Jewish law. They were committed to the Mosaic law. They lived their life according to the Old Testament principles. They believed that their son was going to be a great young man. They could see great potential in him just as a baby. And so they wanted to help him in his life. And so they named him after the first king of Israel. They named him Saul. This family was not only citizens of Jerusalem, but they were also Roman citizens. This was going to prove very beneficial to their son later in life. When their little boy got to be 5 years of age, they decided we're going to start his education, his religious education. So at 5 years of age, they enrolled him in school, and he began to study all of the Jewish history, and he began to study the poetry of the Psalms, and he began to study the literature of the prophets. It wasn't long before his teachers saw in him something that nobody else had seen. They saw him as a very intellectual young man, and they thought, hey, here is a young man that has great potential, and they would call his parents and said, we believe that he has a photographic mind. When he was 13 years of age, he celebrated his bar mitzvah, and at 13 years of age, he had already mastered Jewish history, the poetry of